Look, I think the president, as did President Obama, which I just said to someone else, is looking for a shift of the burden within NATO. That's appropriate. That is happening. That's gaining momentum. That's part of the point I made to President Trump when we spoke a few days ago, is that it's not just he's winning the argument, he's won the argument. Countries recognize that they need to take more responsibility, see the direct threats. Now, the question for NATO, and the part of what we will discuss and part of the point I will make in the room with my 3.5 minutes of time, so which is about a quarter of the length of my normal answer, I know, so I apologize. Is that those shifting burdens are going to be, in our view, most effectively done, obviously with greater capacity. We have to spend more, we have to build these capacities, that's what we're doing, but in ways that recognize the regions in which we operate. So for Canada, North America, obviously, up until now, NATO has said, well, North American security, that's your problem. Well, North American security, and particularly Arctic security, and remind everybody that, you know, we've got 15% of the world's coastline. Arctic security is not a flank, it's a front, with the shift in the threats, and Russia as a direct adversary. So spending there and coordinating, not just Canada, but Canada, the Nordics, Canada, Germany, Canada, France, Canada, the Baltics, that crescent is vital for NATO. So that's where the discussion, in our judgment, needs to go, and that is where the planning is going.